Director Jacob Gans knows how to make me happy. He plays the Roots on a Friday. Love this song.
It's a good man.
Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are available on digital, FM, satellite, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. And as someone informed me, in the NPR bathrooms as well, which I just can't get out of my head. I know.
Yeah.
I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm John Fuelsang, and we will take a look at some of the new releases in movie theaters this final weekend of 2007. But first, it's time for the latest news from Rachel Martin.
This is NPR.
Thanks, John. Good morning, everyone. Slain opposition leader Benazir Bhutto was laid to rest today in southern Pakistan. Hundreds of thousands of people gathered in Bhutto's hometown to pay their last respects. She was interred in her family's mausoleum next to her father, who was killed in 1979. Angry supporters rampaged through several cities throughout the country to protest her assassination yesterday during a political rally in Rawalpindi. Some people wept, others chanted, "Benazir was alive yesterday, she is alive today," as the plain wooden coffin went into the ground inside the tomb. Thursday's killing of the former prime minister plunged Pakistan into turmoil and damaged plans to restore democracy in the country. The United States had been encouraging a power-sharing deal between Benazir Bhutto and President Pervez Musharraf in hopes of bringing stability to the region. Her death complicates elections that are scheduled for January 8th. Graham Usher is a freelance reporter in Pakistan.
In the last 6 months, we've seen over 800 people killed as a result of an Islamic Taliban-led insurgency. And those militants have made it clear that they will target the elections as long as the Pakistani army goes after them in the border areas between Pakistan and Afghanistan. In those circumstances, it is very difficult to say how you could have an environment that are conducive to anything resembling free and fair elections.
Reporter Graham Usher in Pakistan. In other news, a new report by the United Nations says malnutrition is on the rise among children in the Darfur region of Sudan. The report says despite a massive humanitarian aid effort in the war-torn region, children there are still not getting nearly enough food. Escalating violence against locals and aid workers has made it increasingly difficult to get food supplies to people who need them. Malnutrition rates for kids are up there about 3% since last year. Finally, some digital music news. Warner Music Group has agreed to sell music downloads on Amazon.com. It's the latest sign that the music industry is moving away from copy protection technologies. NPR's Nate DeMeo has more.
The Warner tracks sold on Amazon.com will come without what's known as Digital Rights Management Technology, or DRM. It makes it difficult to copy and share the music you download from an online store. For years, consumers have complained about it. Now Warner has joined two of the three other major labels in making its music available on Amazon without copy protection. Apple's iTunes store has been slowly moving away from DRM. Amazon store is completely DRM-free, as they say in the tech world. That's a strategic move. The online retailer hopes shoppers who are frustrated with the copy protection used by iTunes will shift over to Amazon.
NPR's Nate DeMeo. That's the news. It's always online at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
Elson and John.
Thanks, Rachel.
Thank you very much.